Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham. And as you can see by the artwork here on the radio show page, the title of this show is There Is Nothing Like a Dame. And that is because we are looking at women who have been made dames in the United Kingdom by either the king or the queen for their service to Great Britain. And we are going to hear from 17 dames with credits in awards for television and movies, but also for theater. And you are going to know many of them. Some of them you may not be familiar with, and that's kind of the point of this. I want to point out some ones who are probably not familiar to you, but all of them have touched musical theater in one way or another. Some of them have very extensive musical theater credits. Some of them only may have maybe a single musical theater credit, but they all have been on the musical theater stage at one point in their careers. So let's get started with a couple of them that are going to be very familiar to you because of their credits. First up is Dame Julie Andrews, of course, who has a, let's talk about her awards. She has one Oscar on 3 nominations. She has a BAFTA. She has 2 Emmys on 15 nominations. I don't think I realized she had 15 Emmy nominations. She has 7 Golden Globe Awards. She has 2 Grammy Awards. She's received 3 Tony nominations for My Fair Lady, Camelot, and Victor Victoria. And she was made a dame by Queen Elizabeth II in the year 2000. So let's hear 2 songs from Dame Julie Andrews right now. We're going to hear from her Broadway debut in The Boyfriend as Polly. We're going to hear her singing the title song along with the rest of the cast back in 1954. Then we're going to hear from the London cast recording, which came after the Broadway cast recording of My Fair Lady, Julie as Eliza Doolittle singing Just You Wait.
Who's reached the age of 17 or thereabout has but one desire in view. She knows she has reached the stage of needing one to care about. Nothing else will really do.
Childhood games are left behind, and her heart takes wing,
hoping that it soon will find
just one thing.
We plot to have, for it's so dreary not to have that certain thing called the boyfriend.
We scheme about and dream about, and we've been known to scream about that certain thing called the boyfriend.
He is really a necessity if you want to get on, and we might as well confess it, he is our sine qua non.
We sigh for him and cry for him, and we would gladly die for him, that certain thing called the boyfriend. We plead to have, we need to have, in fact our poor hearts bleed to have, that certain thing called the boyfriend. We'd say for him and stay for him, we'd even misbehave for him, that certain thing called the boyfriend.
Life without us is quite impossible and devoid of all charms. No amount of idle gossip will keep them out of our arms.
We'll do without, can't do without. Our dreams just won't come true without that certain thing called the boyfriend.
Tears'll be too light. You'll be broken, I'll have money. Will I help your derby funny, just you wait and readings, just you wait. Just you wait and readings till you're sick, and you scream to fetch a doctor double quick. I'll be off a second later and go straight to the theater. And readings, just you wait. Ooh, and readings, just you wait until we're swimming in the sea. Ooh, and readings, and you get a cramp a little way from me. When you yell you're going to drown, I'll get dressed and go to town. Oh, 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 and readings, oh, 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 and readings, just you wait. One day I'll be famous, I'll be proper and prim. Go to St. James, so often I will call it St. Jim. One evening the king will say, oh, Liza, old thing, I want all of England your praises to sing. Next week on the 20th of May, I proclaim Liza Doolittle Day. All the people will celebrate the glory of you, and whatever you wish and want, I gladly will do. Thanks a lot, King, says I, in a manner well bred. But all I want is Henry Higgins Ed. Done, says the King with a stroke. God run and bring in the bloke. Then they'll march you in readings to the wall, and the king will tell me lies, a sound the call. As they lift their rifles higher, I'll shout ready, aim, fire.
Next up is Dame Judi Dench. Judi made her professional debut in 1957 with the Old Vic Company, performing in Shakespearean plays in London. And her career, of course, has spanned not only the stage, but also television and film. She has one Oscar on 8 nominations. She has 6 BAFTAs for film and 4 BAFTAs for television. She has 2 Golden Globes. She has 7 Olivier Awards on 15 nominations. And she has a Tony Award. She has done musical theater, which you may not be that familiar with, but she has done musical theater. She was made a dame by Queen Elizabeth II in 1988. We are going to go back to the musical that kind of put her on the map in London, outside of her Shakespearean work, and that was, she was the original Sally Bowles in the first production of Cabaret in 1968 in the West End. So we're going to hear her as Sally Bowles singing the title song, Cabaret. Then we're going to hear her from the Royal National Theatre 1995 production of Stephen Sondheim's A Little Night Music, in which she played Desiree singing Send In the Clowns.
In heaven, mesdames et messieurs, ladies and gentlemen, and now, once again, Fräulein Sally Bowles!
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, oh chum, come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom, time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, oh chum, come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine, come hear the band, come blow your horn, start celebrating right this way, Your table's waiting. No use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. I used to have a girlfriend known as Elsie, with whom I shared four sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you'd call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes of too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever seen. I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me and said, "What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. But as for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea. When I go, I'm going like Elsie.
Send in clowns. Just when I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines, no one is there. Don't you love farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns. Don't bother. They're clowns. Well, maybe next year.
Now, playing Judy's mother in that wonderful National Theater A Little Night Music was another terrific stage and screen star who is also a star on the radio, and that is Dame Sean Phillips. And in 2024, Judy and Sean became the first two female members of the Garrick Club, one of the most exclusive and oldest private men's clubs in the world, which is kind of an interesting accomplishment. Sean Phillips is a BAFTA award winner. She's a Tony nominee for the musical Marlena, a musical. It was a tribute to our Marlena Dietrich. She's had 4 Olivier Award nominations, and she was made a dame by Queen Elizabeth II in 2016. So we're going to hear her as Madame Armfeldt from A Little Night Music, that same Judi Dench production of Little Night Music, singing Liaisons. Then from the 1980 London revival of Pal Joey, in which Sean Phillips played Vera, we're going to hear her singing What is a Man?
Villa of the Baron de Signac, where I spent a somewhat infamous year. At the villa of the Baron de Signac, I had ladies in attendance, fire opal pendants, liaisons. What happened to them? Liaisons today. Disgraceful. What's become of them? Some of them hardly pay their shoddy way. What once was a rare champagne is now just an amiable hock. What once was a villa at least is digs. What once was a gown with train is now just a simple little frock. What once was a sumptuous feast is figs. No, Not even figs. Raisins are liaisons. Where was I? Ah, yes. At the palace of the Duke of Ferrara, who was prematurely deaf but a dear. At the palace of the Duke of Ferrara, I acquired some position, plus a tiny titian. Liaisons, what happened to them? Liaisons today. To see them, indiscriminate women, it pains me more than I can say. The lack of taste that they display. Where is style? Where is skill? Where is forethought? Where's discretion of the heart? Where's passion in the art? Where's craft? With a smile and a will, but with more thought, I acquired a chateau extravagantly overstuffed. Too many people muddle sex with mere desire, and when emotion intervenes, the nets descend. It should on no account perplex, or worse, inspire. It's but a pleasurable means to a measurable end. Why does no one comprehend? Let us hope this lunacy is just a trend. Where was I? Oh, yes. In the castle of the King of the Belgians, we would visit through a false chiffonier. In the castle of the King of the Belgians, when things got rather touchy, deeded me a duchy. Liaisons, what's happened to them? Liaisons today. Untidy, take my daughter, I taught her, I tried my best to point the way. I even named her Desiree. In a world where the kings are employers, where the amateur prevails and delicacy fails to pay. In a world where the princes are lawyers, what can anyone expect except to recollect me? So many fish in the sea. Must I want the one who's not for me? It's just my foolish way. What can I do about it? I'm much too used to love to be without it. What is a man?
Is he an animal? Is he a wolf? Is he a mouse? Is he the cheap or the dear kind? Is he champagne or the beer kind? What is a man? Is he a stimulant? Good for the heart, bad for the nerves? Nature's mistake since the world began. What makes me give? What makes me live? What is this thing called man?
Hello, Jack. Can't keep the appointment. Have an awful cold. Hello, Frank. Have to meet my husband. So long. Please, don't scold.
Hello. Hello, love. What is a man? Is he an ornament? Useless by day, handy by night. Nature's mistake since the world began. All have one trick, and it is slick. What is this thing called man?
So now let's turn our attention to three dames who you may not be very familiar with, but who were very well known in the UK for their decades of work, decades that were many decades ago, because these women were working in the early part of the 20th century. First up is Cicely Courtenage. She was the daughter of producer and playwright Robert Courtenage, and she began appearing in West End musicals at the age of 16, and she soon became a star in music hall reviews during World War I, where she teamed up with comedian Jack Holbert, who would then become her husband. By the 1930s, she was appearing in films in England and occasionally in Hollywood. And in the 1940s, she and Holbert actively were entertaining the troops during World War II, and also began successful recording careers. She also continued her stage work in musicals and in comedies, having great success in 1951's musical Gay's the Word, written for her by Ivor Novello. Cicely continued performing on stage right into the 1970s. And was made a dame by Queen Elizabeth II in 1972. So then we're also going to hear from Gracie Fields, who was one of Britain's top 10 film stars of the 1930s and was believed to be the highest paid film star in the world in 1937. But she originally made her fame on stage and became a big star in the West End revue Mr. Tower of London from 1918 to 1924. And it was around this time that she also became a successful recording artist, selling 500,000 copies of her very first record, My Blue Heaven, in 1928. She made her first film, Sally in Our Alley, in 1931, which was a big box office success over in England, and it introduced the song Sally, which would become the song most associated with Gracie Fields. Thanks to her huge success in the 1930s, including a few Hollywood films that she demanded be filmed in London, Gracie was able to do a lot of charity work, but by the end of the decade, she had been diagnosed with cancer, for which she had surgery, and then she suffered an emotional and mental breakdown, and took some time off. But the advent of World War II found her back into work performing for the troops. After the war, Gracie turned her focus more to radio and recordings and less to stage work and films, and she did a few concert tours as well. She was no longer living in England after the war, and she now had a beautiful home called the Song of the Sea on the Isle of Capri, which is where she had gone to recuperate after her cancer scare back in 1939. where she was now entertaining guests like a retired Greta Garbo, Noel Coward, and Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor. In the late 1950s, she did several acting appearances on TV and then did a few TV specials in the 60s and 70s. And it was only 7 months before her death in 1979 that she was made a dame by Queen Elizabeth II. And the third of these dames we're going to hear from is Anna Neagle, who goes by the name of Dame Florence Marjorie Wilcox, actually. Now, Florence made her stage debut as a dancer in 1917, and it wasn't until landing a featured role in the West End musical Stand Up and Sing, starring Jack Buchanan in 1931, that she took the professional name of Anna Neagle. Now, film producer Herbert Wilcox came to see the show in the hopes of signing Buchanan to a film contract, but he was so taken with Anna's potential when he saw her in the show that he signed both of them. Their first film together was a 1932 musical film called Goodnight Vienna, and it was a very big hit, and Anna was quickly on her way to becoming one of England's biggest stars. Even though she was churning out a series of hit movies, many of which were also being seen in the U.S., Anna was also doing stage work, including tackling Shakespeare, which led to her films expanding from musicals into dramas as well, like her terrific performance as Queen Victoria in 1937's Victoria the Great, and its sequel, 1938's 60 Glorious Years. These two films and the success of these two films led to the Hollywood studio RKO Radio Pictures to approach Neagle and Wilcox to sign a contract and come to the U.S. to make some films. First up was Nurse Edith Cavell, a World War I drama, which was followed by three stage-to-screen musicals, Irene, No-No Nanette, and Sunny, all of which starred Anna. Her final U.S. film for RKO was Forever and a Day, a family drama, which didn't do quite as well, and she and Wilcox returned to the U.K. where they were married, and she became an even bigger screen star throughout the 1940s, making her one of Britain's top box office actresses. She made her return to the stage in the 1950s while her screen career was on the decline. And then she made a surprise comeback hit in the musical Charlie Girl in 1965, which ended up running for 6 years in the West End and led to more offers, including the revival of No-No Nanette in the West End and Cameron Mackintosh's revival of My Fair Lady. Anna was made a dame by Queen Elizabeth II in 1969. So we're going to hear from all three of these ladies, these wonderful dames, who you may not be that familiar with right now. We're going to hear from Cicely Courtnage. We're going to hear from Gaze the Word, her big hit from 1951. We're going to hear her singing Bees Are Buzzin'. Then we're going to hear from Gracie Fields from one of her albums. We're going to hear her singing Smoke Gets in Your Eyes from Roberta. And then we'll hear from Anna Neagle from Charlie Girl, her big comeback hit in 1965, along with Stuart Damon in the cast singing I Was Young.
Bees are buzzing by the dozen. Nature's so surprising. There's a shock in store for the man next door. It's spring and the sap is rising. Lambs are bleating, clouds are fleeting over the horizon. There are lots of larks in the public parks. It's spring and the sap is rising. Grasshoppers are hopping. The sun is in the sky. When I do my shopping, there's a nasty glint in the grocer's eye. Bees are buzzing by the dozen, crowds are fraternizing. Everyone, it's clear, has the right idea. It's spring and the sap is rising. Out from undercover, a worm will meet a friend, soon become her lover, and they wriggle off for a lost weekend. Oh, bees are buzzing by the dozen, hens are enterprising. Every dog or puss has the same excuse. It's spring and the sap is rising. Buds are busting, housewives dusting, birds are harmonizing. I've a brand new hat that'll knock 'em flat. It's spring and the sap is rising. Geese meander towards each gander, no use criticizing. Mrs. Thompson's beak met a friend last week. It's spring and the sap is rising. Pulses start to quicken, the old grey mare has foaled. Love is for the picking. It's the one thing left that's decontrolled. Oh, bees are buzzing by the dozen, gaily pollinizing. I had a small affair in Trafalgar Square. It's spring and the sap is rising. Beans are running and running from their pots. Spring is simply stunning, and in 9 months' time there'll be lots more quads. Beans are buzzing by the dozen, snails are exercising. We can all go gay in the newborn hay in spring, and the sap is rising. The fact that the sap is rising.
How I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So I chaffed them and I gaily laughed to think they could doubt my love. But today my love has flown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride, tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in. Gaily laughed to think they could doubt my love. But today my love has flown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride, tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in.
hasn't happened to me since heaven knows when. I was young when last I got such a kick, but now I'm beginning to tick all over again. You make me feel so marvelous, just like a teenage girl. But good for my morale. So I'm here to say, you've got me floating so high, I feel that I'm touching the sky. My heart is beginning to fly, and that hasn't happened since I was young.
Heaven knows when.
I was young when last I got such a kick,
but now you're beginning to tick all over again.
You make me feel so marvelous, just like a teenage girl. Oh, it's ridiculous.
But good for your morale.
So I'm here to say, you've got me floating so high, I feel that I'm touching the sky. The old girl's beginning to cry, and that hasn't happened since I was young.
Our next dame doesn't need a whole lot of historical perspective. You know who she is. She was made a dame by Queen Elizabeth II in 2014. She has one honorary Academy Award, received three nominations in the supporting actress category. She has 18 Emmy nominations, but never won an Emmy. She did win 6 Golden Globes. She has one Olivier Award. She has 5 Tony Awards on 7 nominations, plus a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Tonys. And I'm, of course, speaking of Angela Lansbury. Or I should say Dame Angela Lansbury. So here is Dame Angela Lansbury as Madame Rose from Gypsy from 1973 London production, which she brought over to Broadway singing Everything's Coming Up Roses. And then as Mame Dennis in Mame from 1966 singing Open a New Window.
I had a dream about you, baby. It's gonna come true, baby. They think that we're through, but baby, you'll be swell, you'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate. Starting here, starting now, honey, everything's coming up roses. Clear the decks, clear the tracks. You've got nothing to do but relax. Blow a kiss, take a bow, honey, everything's coming up roses. Now's your inning, stand the world on its ear, set it spinning, that will be just the beginning. Cutting up like the lights, you've got nothing to hit but the heights. You'll be swell, you'll be great, I can tell, just you wait. That lucky star I talk about is you. Honey, everything's coming up roses for me and for you. You can do it. All you need is a hand. Mama is gonna see to it. Come up like the lights. We've got nothing to hit but the heights. I can tell, wait and see. There's the bell, follow me. And nothing's gonna stop us till we're through. Roses and daffodils, everything's coming up. Sunshine and Santa Claus, everything's gotta be bright. Lights and lollipops, everything's coming up. Roses for me and for you.
Open a new window, open a new door, travel a new highway that's never been tried before. Before you find you're a dull fellow, punching the same clock, walking the same tightrope as everyone on the block. The fella you wanna be is three-dimensional, soaking up life down to your toes. Whenever they say you're slightly unconventional, just put your thumb up to your nose and show them how to dance to a new rhythm, whistle a new song, toast with a new vintage. The fizz doesn't fizz too long. There's only one way to make the bubble stay. Simply travel a new highway, dance to a new rhythm, open a new window every day. If you follow your Auntie Mame, I'll make this vow, my little love, that on the last day of your life, you'll be smiling the same young smile. You're smiling now, my little love. If you wake up every morning and you pull aside the shutter and you promise me that these'll be the first words that you utter. Open a new window, open a new door, travel a new highway that's never been tried before. Before you find you're a dull fellow, punching the same clock, walking the same tightrope as everyone on the block. The fella you are,
is three-dimensional, soaking up life down to your toes. Whenever they say you're slightly unconventional,
just put your thumb up to your nose
and show them how to dance to a new rhythm, whistle a new song, toast with a new vintage. The fist doesn't fist too long. There's only one way to make the bowl stay. Simply travel a new highway, dance to a new rhythm, open a new window.
Our next dame is a wonderful singer and a terrific comedic actress, even though she also was very well versed in Shakespearean plays, and she is Patricia Rutledge. She was made a dame by Queen Elizabeth II in 2017. She's had a very long career in TV and stage, as well as some films. She is a Tony Award winner. She did some musicals on Broadway, won her Tony Award for Darling of the Day. She also has one Olivier Award with four nominations, and she's also been nominated for a BAFTA three different times, has a very extensive TV career over in England. So she's very well known over in England. And she should be well known to you if you look up Patricia Rutledge. She's hysterically funny when she's, especially in her TV comedy work. She's very, very funny, but also a terrific musical theater actress. We're going to hear her from her Tony winning performance in Darling of the Day as Alice Challis singing Let's See What Happens. Then we're going to hear her as Lily Vanessi from Kiss Me, Kate in a 1967 studio cast recording of that wonderful Cole Porter score, singing So in Love.
Let's give the waltz a chance. Let's dance and let's see what happens. Let us carouse while Strauss caresses the strings. Even the shy may fly on musical wings. They say music can do the most unusual things. Let's take a step or two or three, and let's see what happens. Let us pretend, my friend, it's only a spree. And if a great adventure happens to happen, won't we be happy? It happened to you and me.
Two or three,
and let true dear, when I'm close to you, dear, the stars. Without you, my arms fold about you. You know, darling, why so in love with you am I? In love with the night mysterious.
Next up, we have three dames that you all know and love, who are major award winners, but you wouldn't necessarily associate them with musical theater, mainly because they rarely did a lot of musical theater. First up is Dame Maggie Smith. She was made a dame by Queen Elizabeth II in 1990. Maggie Smith has received two Academy Awards, one in the Best Actress category and one in the Best Supporting Actress category. She's been nominated six different times. She's got five film BAFTAs, four Emmy Awards, three Golden Globes, one Tony Award. She's been nominated for six Olivier Awards, but never won one. She did make one Broadway musical, sort of Broadway review, actually, called New Faces of 1956. And that's why she's in this show, because she did do a musical and she sang the song called One Perfect Moment, which we are going to hear. Then we're going to hear from Dame Diana Rigg, who did a little bit more musical theater than Maggie Smith. Diana Rigg was made a dame by Queen Elizabeth II in 1994. She is an Emmy winner, a BAFTA winner. She's won a Tony Award on four nominations. She's had four Olivier nominations, and her musicals included the 1977 film version of Little Night Music, in which she played the Countess. She also did the musical, started the musical Colette, about the author, from 1982, which was written by Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt, which unfortunately closed pre-Broadway. She also played Phyllis in the 1987 West End production of Follies. She did Putting It Together, the Stephen Sondheim review in 1992 in Oxford. And she also was in the 2018 revival of My Fair Lady on Broadway playing Mrs. Higgins. So Dinah Rigg does have a bit of a musical theater background, although you probably think of her mostly from The Avengers or from Game of Thrones, which she also was in. So we are going to hear from her also. We're going to hear from her as Phyllis in Follies singing Could I Leave You? And then we're going to hear from Dame Emma Thompson, who was made a dame by Queen Elizabeth II in 2018. Emma has won 2 Academy Awards, one for acting and one for writing. She's been nominated 5 times. She's got 2 BAFTAs on 7 nominations. She's won an Emmy and 2 Golden Globes. The reason she's here is because she originated the role of Sally Smith in Me and My Girl in 1985 in London before the show came to Broadway. We're going to hear her singing Once You Lose Your Heart from that show. She's also played Mrs. Lovett in Sweeney Todd in New York at Avery Fisher Hall and in London with the English National Opera. So she does have some roots in musical theater. So Maggie Smith is going to sing One Perfect Moment from New Faces of 1956. Then Dinah Rigg will sing Could I Leave You from Follies. And Emma Thompson will sing Once You Lose Your Heart from Me and My Girl.
In every woman's life, there is one moment that stands apart and is divine. One moment of moments, one moment supreme, and this moment is mine. A private dining room at Claridge's, a bird and a bottle of Tokay, a hunting gypsy melody, a man who wants to die for me. If only there were some way to make it stay. This is my one perfect moment, frozen in time and in space. Everything's right, shining and bright. Everything's quite in place. Everything's just as it should be, down to the raspberry eyes. Everything's neat, life is complete. Everything's neat and nice. Easily twice as nice as I planned it would be. I never knew how truly grand it would be, and it would be heaven on earth if this moment somehow could go on and on. But even as I say this, I feel it slipping away. This is my one perfect moment, but soon it will all the bird flown out of sight, gone like the wine that made us so tipsy, gone like the tune, gone like the gypsy. It would be heaven on earth if this moment somehow could go on and on. But even as I say this, I feel it slipping away. My one perfect moment, but now it's gone.
Leave you, leave you. How could I leave you? How could I go it alone? Could I wave the years away with a quick goodbye? How do you wipe tears away when your eyes are dry? Sweetheart, lover, could I recover? Give up the joys I have known? Not to fetch your pills again every day at 5. Not to give those dinners for 10 elderly men from the UN. How could I survive? Could I leave you? And your shelves of the world's best books, and the evenings of martyred looks, cryptic sighs, sullen glares from those injured eyes. Leave the quips with a sting, jokes with a sneer, passionless lovemaking once a year. Leave the lies ill-concealed, and the wounds never healed, and the game's not worth winning, and wait!
I'm just beginning.
What? Leave you, leave you. How could I leave you? What would I do on my own? Putting thoughts of you aside in the south of France, would I think of suicide? Darling, shall we dance? Could I live through the pain on a terrace in Spain? Would it pass? It would pass. Could I bury my rage with a boy half your age in the grass? Bet your ass, which I might have already, and you'd never know, love. Tell me, how could I leave when I left long ago? Love, could I leave you? No, the point is, could you leave me? Well, I guess you could leave me the house, leave me the flat, leave me the Bracks and Chagalls and all that. You would leave me the stocks for sentiment's sake, at 90% of the money you make, and the cars and the cooks. I leave you the cigars, I leave you all the books, darling. I'll take the gram, honey, you keep the spinach, and all of our friends, and just wait a goddamn minute. Oh, leave you, how could I leave you? Sweetheart, I have to confess. Could I leave you? Yes. Will I leave you? Will I leave you? Guess.
Once you lose your heart, once somebody takes it from the place it rested in before. Once you lose your heart, once somebody wakes it, then it isn't your heart anymore. It's gone before you knew it could ever go that way. And now you must pursue it forever and a day. Once you lose your heart, once somebody takes it, there's one thing certain from the start. You'll find forever you've got to follow. They say a girl should never be without love, and all the joy that love alone can bring. All that I have ever learned about love tells me it's a very funny thing. For when your heart is fancy free, you hope some man will choose it, but oh, the find you're in the very moment that you lose it. Once you lose your heart, once somebody takes it from the place it rested in before. Once you lose your heart, once somebody wakes it, then it isn't your heart anymore. It's gone before you knew it could ever go that way, and now you must pursue it forever and a day. Once you lose your heart, once somebody takes it, there's one thing certain from the start. You've got to follow. You've got to follow your heart.
Our next dame was only just recently made a dame. She was made a dame by King Charles III in 2024, so just a year ago. She's an Academy Award nominee. She received an Academy Award nomination several years ago for a very dramatic film. She's had one BAFTA Award on five nominations. But she, if anybody, I think, could be called maybe the queen of West End musical theater, it might be her. And I'm talking about Dame Imelda Staunton. And that's because even though she's done a ton of plays, she's also been hugely successful tackling very difficult roles in musicals in the West End. She's got five Olivier Awards on 14 nominations. She's been nominated for 14 Olivier Awards. She's won five times. Four of her Oliviers are for musicals: Into the Woods, Sweeney Todd, Gypsy, and just this year for the revival of Hello, Dolly. Her other musical theater credits in London include Follies, Guys and Dolls, and back in 1987, where she played the role of Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. And believe me, if you go search for YouTube, you will find YouTube clips of her as Dorothy singing Over the Rainbow in The Wizard of Oz, and it's Imelda Staunton. So I think that we could say that Dame Imelda Staunton might very well be the reigning queen of musical theater in London. We're going to hear two of her Olivier-winning roles right now. We're going to hear her as Mrs. Lovett in the 2012 London production of Sweeney Todd, singing The Worst Pies in London, and then as Madame Rose in the 2015 production of Gypsy, singing Rose's Turn.
Rush, what's your hurry? You gave me such a fright, I thought you was a ghost half a minute. Can't you sit? Sit you down, sit! All I meant is that I haven't seen a customer for weeks. Did you come here for a pie, sir? Do forgive me if me head's a little vague. Oh, what is that? But you think we had the plague? From the way that people keep avoiding, no you don't. Heaven knows I try, sir. But there's no one comes in even to inhale. Right you are, sir, would you like a drop of ale? Mind you, I can hardly blame them. These are probably the worst pies in London. I know why nobody cares to take them. I should know, I make them. But good, no, the worst pies in London. Even that's polite, the worst pies in London. If you doubt it, take a bite. Is that just disgusting? Live to see the day men would think it was a treat finding poor animals what are dying in the street. Mrs. Mooney has a pie shop, does a business, but I notice something weird. Lately all her neighbours' cats have disappeared. Have to hand it to her, what I calls enterprise, popping pussies into pies wouldn't do in my shop. Just the thought of it's enough to make you sick, and I'm telling you them pussy cats is quick. No denying times is hard, sir, even harder than the worst pies in London. Only larder, nothing more. Is that just revolting or greasy and gritty? It looks like it's molting and tastes like, well, pity. Times is hard. Times is hard.
Here she is, boys. Here she is, world. Here's Rose. Light the lights.
either got it or you ain't. And boys, I got it. You like it? Yeah. Well, I got it. Got it and make it pay. Some people can't even give it away. This people's got it and this people's spreading it around. You either have it or you've had it. Hello, everybody. My name is Rose. What's yours? How do you like them egg rolls, Mr. Goldstone? Hold your hats and hallelujah, Mama's gonna show it to you. Ready or not, here comes Mama.
Mama's singing out, Mama's doing fine, Mama's getting hot, Mama's going strong, Mama's moving on, Mama's all alone, Mama doesn't care, Mama's letting loose, Mama's got the stuff, Mama's letting go. Stuff. Mama's gotta move. Mama's gotta go. Mama's gotta let go. Why did I do it? Why did it get me? Scrapbooks full of me in the background. Give them love and why does it get you? Why does it get you? One quick look as each of them leaves you. All your life and why does it get you? Thanks a lot and out with the garbage. They take bows while you're batting zero. I had a dream. I dreamed it for you, June. It wasn't for me, Herbie. And if it wasn't for me, then where would you be, Miss Gypsy Rosalie? Well, someone tell me, when is it my turn? Don't I get a dream for myself? Starting now, it's gotta be my turn. Gangway will get off of my runway. Starting now, I bet 1,000 this time, boys. I'm taking the bows and everything's coming up, roses. Everything's coming up, roses. Everything's coming up, roses. This time for me. For me. For me. For me. For me. For me.
Next up, we have a dame who I was kind of surprised was a dame, who has always had an interest in musical theater, but wasn't necessarily someone that you would think of as a musical theater person. And certainly not, I was, like I said, surprised that she was a dame, but because of her extensive work in with charities and being a cultural icon in the UK, she was made a dame by Queen Elizabeth in 2019. And I'm speaking of Dame Leslie Lawson, who we know by the name of Twiggy. Twiggy, who was an English model, actress, singer, and like I said, a British cultural icon. After modeling, Twiggy had a very successful career as a screen, stage, and television actress. She's won 2 Golden Globes. Both of them were for the film version of The Boyfriend in 1971. She was a Tony nominee for her Broadway debut in the musical My One and Only, opposite Tommy Tune. There's even a jukebox musical based on Twiggy's life titled Twiggy the Musical, which was written and directed by Ben Elton. It had its world premiere at the Meunier Chocolate Factory in London in September of 2023, and it's about to start touring the UK, I think later on this year. She's also appeared off-Broadway in a musical called If Love Were All, which is about Gertrude Lawrence and Noel Coward, written and directed by her husband, Lee Lawson. Played off-Broadway in 1999. So we're going to hear, she's also released albums, including a fantastic album called London Pride, produced by Bruce Kimmel, by the way, which is nothing but wonderful show tunes from musicals that originated in London. So we're going to hear 2 selections from Dame Leslie Lawson, because that's her actual married name, Leslie Lawson. We're going to hear 2 selections right now. One is from If Love Were All, as Gertrude Lawrence. We're going to hear I Like America. And then we're going to hear Dancing on the Ceiling, a Rodgers and Hart song from the London musical Evergreen, both sung by Twiggy.
I don't care for China, Japan's far too small. I've rumbled the Rio Grande. I hate Asia Minor, I can't bear Bengal, and I shudder to think of that awful stink on the road to Samarkand. It's frankly hell that filthy smell on the road to Samarkand. But I like America. I have played around every slappy, happy hunting ground. But I find America okay. I've been about a bit, and I must admit that I didn't know the half of it till I hit the USA. No likely lass in Boston, Mass, from passion will recoil. In Dallas, Tex, they talk of sex, but only think of oil. No Jersey dames go up in flames when someone mentions beard. In Chicago, Illinois, any girl who meets a boy giggles and shoots him dead. Whoops! I like America. Its society offers infinite variety, and come what may, give me a holiday in the good old USA. I've loathed every acre from Cannes to Canton. I even deplore Bombay. I've jeered at Jamaica and seen through Ceylon, and exploded the myth of those flying fifth on the road to Mandalay. I'll never myth those blasted fifth on the road to Mandalay. But I like America. I have traveled far from Northumberland to Zanzibar, but I find America okay. I'm from the Spanish Main, eating sugar cane, but I never tasted cellophane till I struck the USA. All delegates from southern states are nervy and distraught. In New Orleans, the wrought iron screens are dreadfully overwrought. Beneath each tree in Tennessee, erotic books are read. And when alligators thud through the Mississippi mud, sex rears its ugly head. But I like America, its simplicity and its passion for publicity. And come what may, I shall return someday to the good old USA.
Thank you.
The world is lyrical because a miracle has brought my lover to me. Though he's some other place, his face I see. At night I creep in bed, but never sleep in bed, but look above in the air. And to my greatest joy, my boy is there. It is my prince who walks into my dreams and talks. He dances overhead on the ceiling.
We now move on to three extremely talented theatrical dames that are very familiar faces in the UK, very long careers, hardworking careers, but not so familiar by name or necessarily face to us in the US. But I think people in the UK know them for a lot of television appearances, as well as their hard, long years working on the stage in England. But like I said, not so well known to us in the US. First up is Virginia McKenna, who was made Dame by King Charles III in 2023, not for her work in the arts, but for her work in wildlife conservation and wild animal welfare. Now, although Virginia got her start on London's West End as a member of the Old Vic Company, she's probably most remembered for her film work in films like A Town Like Alice, which won her a BAFTA Award as Best Actress, the film Born Free, which I remember seeing in the 1960s, in which she played Joy Adamson in that film, and Ring of Bright Water. Those last two films actually got her very actively involved in wildlife conservation work. She still made plenty of appearances on stage and actually starred opposite Yul Brynner in a revival of The King and I in 1979 as Anna Leon Owens, earning her the Olivier Award as Best Actress in a Musical. We are going to hear her singing a song from that as her contribution to the show. Then we're going to hear from Maureen Lipman, who was made a dame by Queen Elizabeth II in 2020. She's an actress, comedian, and columnist. She started in theater at the Old Vic and the Royal Shakespeare Company. Her theater career has spanned more than 50 years in plays, comedies, and musicals, garnering her 7 Olivier Award nominations with 1 win. Her musical credits include Wonderful Town, Thoroughly Modern Millie as Mrs. Buccaneers, A Little Night Music, and The Revival of Oklahoma opposite Hugh Jackman. She played Aunt Eller. Maureen has also had a huge TV career on drama in England on dramas, comedies, and soap operas. She's picked up 7 awards just for her work on the soap opera Coronation Street. So she's a very multifaceted performer and writer. Like I said, she's also been writing a column for magazines, columns for magazines for years over in England. And we're going to hear from her Olivier-nominated performance in Wonderful Town in a moment. And the third one is Sheila Hancock, who was made a dame by Queen Elizabeth II in 2021. She's one of the longest working actresses around, and at the age of 92 is still going strong. She made her Broadway debut, interestingly enough, back in 1966 in the play Entertaining Mr. Sloan, and picked up her only Tony nomination as Best Actress in a Play. She's had a huge career in film and TV, and certainly made her mark on the London stage too, picking up 6 Olivier nominations over the years and winning one as Supporting Actress in a Musical for the Revival of Cabaret in 2007, in which she played Fräulein Schneider. Just to give you an idea of her range, her other nominations for the Olivier Award include playing Miss Hannigan and Annie, Sweeney Todd, Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale, and Sister Act as the Mother Superior in 2010, which we're going to hear her sing a number from. So we are going to hear Virginia McKenna singing Hello Young Lovers from The King and I, from 1979. Then we're going to hear Maureen Lipman singing 100 Ways to Lose a Man from Wonderful Town from 1986. Then we'll hear Sheila Hancock singing Here Within These Walls from Sister Act from 2010.
When I think of Tom, I think about a night when the earth smelled of summer, and the sky was streaked with white, and the soft mist of England was sleeping on a hill. I remember this, and I always will. There are new lovers now on the same silent hill, looking on the same blue sea. And I know Tom and I are a part of them all, and they're all a part of Tom.
Oh,
a trance. You fly down a street on a chance that you meet, and you meet, not really by chance. Don't cry, young lovers, whatever you do. Don't cry, because I'm alone. All of my memories are happy tonight. I've had a love of my own. I've had a love of my own, like yours. I've had.
Charming fellow, and you're out for a spin. The motor fails and he just wears a helpless grin. Don't bat your eyes and say, what a romantic spot we're in. Just leap out, crawl under the car, say it was the gasket, and fix it in 2 seconds flat with a bobby pin. That's a good way to lose a man. He takes you to a baseball game, you sit knee to knee. He says the next man up at bat will bunt, you'll see. Don't say, ooh, what's a bunt? This game's too hard for little me. Just say, bunt! Are you nuts? With one man out and two men on base and the left any batter coming in and walk right into a triple play, same as it did in the fifth game of the World Series in 1923. That's a sure way to lose a man. A sure way to lose a man. A splendid way to lose a man. Just throw your knowledge in his face, he'll never try for second base. 98 ways to go. The third way to lose a man. The lifeguard at the beach, whom all the girlies adore, swims bravely out to save you through the ocean's roar. Don't say, ooh, thanks, I would have drowned in just 1 second more. Just push his head underwater, say, last one in is a rotten egg, and race him back to shore. That's a swell way to lose a man. You found your perfect mate and it's been love from the start. He whispers, you're the one to who I give my heart. Don't say, I love you too, my dear. Let's never, never part. Just say, I'm afraid you made a grammatical error. It isn't to who I give my heart, it's to whom I give my heart. You see, with the use of the preposition to, who becomes the indirect object, thus making the use of whom imperative, which I could easily show you by drawing a very simple chart. That's a fine way to lose a man. A fine way to lose a man. A dandy way to lose a man. Just be more well-informed than he. You'll never hear, oh, promise me. Just show him where his grammar errs. Then mark your towels, hers and hers. Yes, girls, you too can lose your man if you will use rules, show his plan. 100 easy ways to lose a man.
Outside, life's a mess. No one's pure of spirit any longer. There's no wrong or right, just wrong and wronger. People have amused themselves to death. Outside, life is grim, filled with smut and scandal to the brim. I suppose there may be room for him. Frankly, I don't plan to hold my breath. But here within these walls, days are filled with grace. God is in his place, his wisdom still respected. here within these walls. Life has a different pace from life beyond our doors. And for what it's worth, this life's now yours. Outside, all is vice. People now are absolutely shameless. Most, including those who shall be nameless, hardly seem to know or even care. Outside, all is sin. And I won't have the outside coming in. Trust me, it's a battle you won't win. Frankly, dear, you haven't got a prayer. Here within these walls, life is sweet and good. Faith is understood and selfishness rejected. Here within these walls, work, prayer and sisterhood are what life's built upon. That's how it will stay, or else you're gone. So put aside your gluttony, put aside your pride. As for carnal lust, you need a break, I trust. Put it all aside. Put aside intemperance, profanity as well. Put aside each remnant of your former worldly shell. Here within these walls, all is stripped away. Surrender and obey, that's all that is expected. Here within these walls, all else is kept at bay. Though the world may go astray, here eternal truths hold sway. Here within these walls, life is truly blessed. Here your gods and guests, celestially protected. Here within these walls, all's for the very best, and always shall be thus. And if heaven's will be done, here shall just be one more now, safe within these walls.
Well, we are up to our 17th dame, and the reason she's last is because she was just made a dame just several weeks ago by King Charles III for her work for music and contributions to music and to charities. And there's not a whole lot you can say about Dame Elaine Page, other than she has gotten 5 Olivier nominations with 1 win. She originated the roles of Eva Peron in Evita, which won her the Olivier Award, Grisabella in Cats, and Florence in Chess on stage, all in the West End. She's also got West End credits, including Reno Sweeney in Anything Goes, Anna in The King and I, the title character in The Drowsy Chaperone, Norma Desmond in Sunset Boulevard, Piaf. And on Broadway, she recreated the role of Norma Desmond in Sunset Boulevard. She did Follies, and also has done Sweeney Todd in New York with the New York City Opera. She's released 22 solo albums, many of which were certified gold or platinum over in London. She now hosts her own weekly radio show for the BBC, which focuses on musical theater. Thank God for Elaine Page. And she's still going strong. I think she's about to do like some concert, farewell concerts, because she's celebrating 50 years in the business. And it's amazing that she only has just now been made a dame by King Charles III. Congratulations to Elaine Page. We're going to hear from 2 iconic Olivier-nominated roles for her. We're going to hear her as Norma Desmond from Sunset Boulevard singing As If We Never Said Goodbye, and as Edith Piaf in Piaf singing If You Loved Me.
Mm-hmm.
I know my way around here. The cardboard trees, the painted seas, the sound here. Yes, a world to rediscover, but I'm not in any hurry. Conversations in overcrowded hallways. The atmosphere is thrilling here, as always. Feel the early morning madness. Feel the magic in the making. Why? Everything's as if we never said goodbye. I've spent so many mornings just trying to resist you. I'm trembling now, you can't know how I've missed you. Already burning. Not long until the cameras will start turning, and the early morning madness and the magic in the making. Yes, everything's as if we never said goodbye. I don't want to be alone, that's all in the past. This world's waited long enough, I've come home at last. And this time will be bigger and brighter than we knew.
Dream. if the sun should tumble from the sky, if the sea should suddenly run dry, if you love me, really love me, let it happen. If it seems that everything is lost, I shall smile and never count the cost. If you love me, really love me, let it happen, darling. Shall I catch a shooting star? Shall I bring it where you are? If you want me to, I will. You can set me any task, I'll do anything you ask. If you'll only love me still, well, at last, our life on earth is I shall share eternity with you. If you love me, really love me, then whatever happens, I won't care.
Well, there you have it on the Broadway Radio Show. There's nothing like a dame, indeed, as we listen to 17 wonderful dames of the British Empire, from Julie Andrews to Cicely Courtnage to Anna Neagle and Patricia Rutledge and Emma Thompson and Twiggy and the most recent dame, Elaine Page. Congratulations to all of them. And if you are interested, take a look. Look them up. You can find performances by them on YouTube, on Spotify. I encourage you to look them up and give them a listen. It's quite fascinating, the music and the performances you can find of all these wonderfully talented ladies that are out there. Anyway, join me again next week for another edition of the Broadway Radio Show.